Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, isn't the weather just unbelievable at the minute? The balmy hot air, the glorious sunshine. It doesn't come often enough, though. So do we really get a chance to make the most of it and get out and enjoy it? We don't, because like a lot of you today, you're listening to this and you're probably stuck in work. Laura Bambrick is with me on the line. Laura's the social policy officer with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Laura, do you mean when the sun's out, we should all be off work enjoying it?
Well, Andrea, we all remember our school days, the sheer joy
we felt
when teacher gave us that day off homework to give us that bit of extra time to go out and play. So while we might be a few summers older, we can still feel that joy. So if you're a boss and it's not going to bankrupt the business and you're not going to leave your customers or service users high and dry, why would you not want to spread that joy and be that legend, the same as that school teacher we all remember?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, but I'd say every employer in the country is roaring at the radio, Laura, listening to this. Why on earth would they give their staff time off just because the sun's shining?
Well, it's not that unusual in parts of the US. They have this thing called Summer Fridays where their office staff, and it is mainly office staff because we have to acknowledge for lots of businesses, even if the boss is willing, they're just not going to be in a position to allow staff to go off early. But in parts of the US, they have a shorter week during the summer months where they allow staff to leave earlier on the Friday with the idea that you can enjoy those longer weekends while the sun is shining. Now, obviously, unlike the US, they have very few annual leave over there. So it can be a way of giving workers that bit of time off. But as you said at the top of the hour, we don't really see the sunshine that often. So, you know, these opportunities to tell people to clock off after lunch or at 3 o'clock won't come around.
Listen,
unfortunately,
I'm fully on board. I think this is a great idea. Like, of all the things the trade unions could be out campaigning about, you know, giving people the sunny Fridays, I can absolutely sign up to this. But this is a legitimate idea, Laura. It's not pie in the sky stuff. You guys actually would like to see more employers here in Ireland introduce this.
Well, what we're saying for, as I said, it's going to be very rare and it'll have to be done on a case by case, because like that, there are large parts of the economy where it's just not going to be possible. But there's also a serious business case for it, because these small gestures, they go a long way. They improve staff morale. They improve your loyalty towards the company. And that has real financial payback for the business in the long term, because if you can retain your staff, if they feel connected to your company, that has real cost savings around recruitment and retention. Every time a business has to replace a member of staff, it costs them a lot of money putting out that job advert, the time it spends in interviews, and then training that staff. So it might be only once a year, you know, it might be only once every 2 years.
Well, that's the thing. The weather isn't too hot here too frequently. So, yeah, don't you know some companies that will introduce this? The next thing, we'll have some rare series of, waves of heat waves that we'll get across the country, and the employers will be raging about that. Stay with me, Laura. I'd love to hear from any company out there today, any employer who has actually introduced summer sunny Fridays that lets their staff take a half day, or maybe they say, look, the weather's going to be good, don't bother your rear end coming in today. Sinead Dalton is the content editor at evoke.ie. Are you in favour of this, Sinead?
I completely agree with everything Laura just said.
Hard to disagree with it, isn't it?
Why would you say no to that, honestly? No, I understand. Like, I mean, you know, I think since COVID, we've really been able to recognise who can work at home and the ability to do so. And like, I know people in radio stations, even you guys were able to do it. I know some DJs were, you know, coming live from the wardrobe in their room kind of thing. So it can be done. And I think as like Laura said, if you know, it boosts morale. There's a lot more positives to it. Because if you think about it, if I can work at home, I'm cutting off maybe, if I get out at 6 o'clock, I'm sitting in my car for nearly 2 hours with traffic. I'm definitely going to miss the sun by the time I get home. Whereas if I'm at home, I get my work done, I'm probably more attentive because I'm not talking and I'm not getting up for cups of tea in the office, which I do a lot. But I'm sitting there getting the work done. And then as soon as whatever, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock comes, computer closed, out into the sun.
Yeah,
and
you can actually enjoy
it. It's so much easier. Exactly. And like Laura said, it boosts morale. You know, you go in the next day, say it's not as hot the next day, and you go in, you feel better. Like the sun, I don't care what people say, as long as you're protected, yes, but it does make you feel better.
But the next thing that's going to come into this, you know, when is it too hot? When's too hot to work? Like, do we have to wait for a heat wave? We don't get them very frequently. Is it only maybe like today? Would this qualify as a sunny summer Friday?
This summer and last summer have kind of been a bit unusual. We've actually been able to tell when those kind of heat waves have been coming up. I always say in Ireland, we'd go nowhere if we knew we were going to have a hot summer coming up, because there's so many things that you can plan and you can do. But we seem to be getting these kind of strange heat spells that you could plan around and that you could kind of look forward to doing. So, you know, I think, I don't know about temperatures. I know when I worked in Australia, depending on your company, if it hit a certain level, you were sent home because it was dangerous to work. Now, okay. I'm not saying we're going to be getting like Australia, but I mean, it's very stuffy, it's very clammy. And if you're sitting in an office,
the Aussies
with the sun
do this,
in,
yeah, for certain weather,
yeah,
yeah, for
they
certain
do in
weather
Australia
conditions.
And,
well,
yeah,
I'm particularly
well.
Thinking about people who work outdoors, you know, in the main, yeah, anyway. I mean, it would definitely be something that would be beneficial to a lot of people who do that. Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather is joining us here as well, Sinead. I mean, given the kind of conditions, weather conditions we typically tend to get, Alan, is this likely to impact the bank balance of many of our employers that are listening to us today?
Well, if you were to go by the technical criteria of a heat wave, it wouldn't happen that often, because that's 5 days over 25 degrees. There's a few issues I see with it, Andrea. One is it becomes very localised because, you know, conditions vary a lot across the island of Ireland when it comes to weather. So you could find that the people in the Midlands and away from the coast get, if you were to enforce this, get a lot more days out to enjoy the sunshine and the heat than maybe other parts of the country.
In Roscommon, didn't they had the highest weather, didn't they, during the last heat period that we had, and during the week the weather conditions in Roscommon were great?
Yeah, no, it does vary a lot. I mean, Carlow was one of the warmest spots, and it often is as well. Honestly, I rather go into the office when it's hot because there's air conditioning in there, and I prefer the AC than trying to stay cool at home. My big thing, Andrea, would be rather about work is no homework for the children. Because
really?
I think that helps parents and children get out and enjoy when we get a fine spell, especially when the kids are in school. Like, we know the back to school weather, but also, you know, in spring and even like late September, October, if we get a fine spell, shouldn't be inside doing more homework. They've done enough during the day, and then parents are there trying to help them.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think whatever about, you know, being realistic with employers, schools can certainly should adopt good weather, no homework policy.
Would you be in favour of that, Laura?
I think, as Alan said, yeah, it's going to be mostly working parents that are going to benefit for that. And the point that Alan made there as well, that this really has to be localised. This isn't something for government to come into. So it can be a school policy. It can be a workplace policy that if the temperatures go over, maybe it's the 25 degrees, or just that we've had an unusual sunny day, or it's a particularly sunny Friday, that, you know, we all clock off at 3 o'clock, or there is no there is no homework. This is just around small gestures that go a long way.
You don't need the government to legislate around this.
Small,
sure, any good employer listening today will think this is a brilliant idea.
And there are plenty of them. And for those roles that, you know, it isn't going to be possible to clock off, it's not unusual for somebody to go into the petty cash and get the few chalk ices so that everybody can have that summery feeling, even if they can't get out and enjoy the summer till after five or later if they're doing shift work.
Joe in Galway tells us, I have never heard such a bonkers idea with getting time off to enjoy the sun in my life. I worked for an American company for 30 years and they could never understand the amount of bank holidays and the time off that we get in Ireland. They got maybe 2 days. At a time when we need to increase productivity, I just think this is a stupid idea, says Joe in Galway. Another listener tells me, I worked for a company that operated summer working hours. You worked an extra hour Monday to Thursday, and then you got a half day on a Friday. Thought it was a fantastic initiative. This listener, can the children not do their homework outside? Would that not solve that problem? On the finishing up a little bit earlier when the weather's good, texter says, I find working from home, it's brilliant for this. Besides the few meetings, as long as I get my work done, sure, it doesn't matter when I do it. So I'll start earlier in a sunny day, get out the door as soon as I possibly can. Another listener says, God, I hope my boss is tuned in this afternoon. Please let me finish at 2 o'clock. And this listener tells me, this is such an amazing idea. I find the weather always gets worse over the weekend. You miss it all when you're stuck in the office. I'd happily just add a couple of hours onto my week during the autumn period if I got to get out in the sun and enjoy the sunshine during the summer days. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Laura Bambrick from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather, and Sinead Dalton is the content editor of evoke.ie.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.